Hello, this is Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is Blessings from the Heart. God's Loving Eye. Proverbs 18, verse 8. I will counsel you with my loving eye on you. Just because a person lacks their eyesight does not mean they are blind. They are just not able to use their eyes. That may sound strange, but sometimes a visually impaired person develops keen senses through touch and sound that makes them very aware of what is going on around them. Discernment does not rely on one particular sense we may or may not possess. It is true that people with 20/20 eyesight may be blind to the things that are going on around them. I recall a couple who operated a spiritual retreat center in the beautiful hills of Idaho. I had listened to the wife welcome guests and explain the amenities several times before, so this time I just sat at the rear of the room and observed. It was then that I noticed her husband. He was also sitting near me in the rear of the room, but he was communicating with his wife with his eyes and by a slight nod of the head or a shake of the head. After the welcome session, I spoke with the couple and discovered that the husband was so shy he could not speak to a group. The wife, on the other hand, depended on the husband's subtle cues to ensure that she was presenting things properly. What a team! We all need to be aware of the cues the Lord sends our way. May God richly bless you as you bless others by your words and actions. This is Pastor Cecil.
If you enjoyed Pastor Cecil's devotional today, you probably know someone else who could as well. Please let them know about dailyevotional.com. Pastor Cecil reminds us on a regular basis about the importance of getting into God's Word, and you can join us in doing just that by going to dailyevotional.com and going down to the bottom of the page and finding the section entitled The Bible in 1 Year and Prayer. If you don't currently have a plan for reading the Bible, this can help you. If you listen to Pastor Cecil read the scripture portions for the day, at the end of his reading, you'll hear him pray a special prayer for the day. May the Lord bless you and keep you.